God. This is Jim Winger at the KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Crescent, Oklahoma at the Crescent Co-op speaking with the general manager, Ryan Thomas. And Ryan, how's the wheat harvest been going so far this year?
I would say we're right at 80% done, and yields have been anywhere from 30 to 60 bushel with above average quality.
Well, quite a range depending on probably where it's located.
Yes. Our area is a lot of sand or hard ground, so just kind of depending on where the rainfall is. That I think most of our customers have been really surprised with the yields that they have been getting this year.
I've heard that a lot around the state, that surprising yields and pleasantly surprising yields.
Yes. No, and I think a lot of it depends on the quality and whether you use fungicide or not, that use of fungicide has really added a few pounds to the test weight over untreated fields.
Did you have any problems with, like, stripe rust or disease on those untreated fields?
No, we had an excellent field period this year. Long period of cool and some rains through that, I think, has really played into the heavier test weight. And I think just keeping the plant healthier through that period really has helped with it.
Said you're about 80% done. Do you probably finish up maybe the weekend or next week sometime?
I think we'll finish probably by Monday. And now we are starting our rye harvest, and we expect to probably be finished with it in a couple weeks.
You told me you take in quite a bit of rye as well as wheat here.
Yes, and I think we're looking at a really big rye crop this year, that probably about half of our grain intake we take in rye and sell back as cover crops throughout the southern United States.
Is there much cover crop use in this area?
Just for pasture, but we're not much of a cover crop area. We just raise the grain.
As far as the wheat, was a lot of that grazed?
There wasn't as much grazing as we had kind of predicted this year. I think the high price in cattle, that most of the guys couldn't buy the cattle, didn't, or have the livestock to put out there. So there was a lot less grazing than we anticipated.
Now, did you have any problems with the moisture?
Not this year. We're still in a relatively dry pattern. So it's been a really mild winter for us with not too much moisture, just about the right amount to raise a crop.
Now, are there any row crops grown around here?
We do have some corn and a few soybeans, but it's very minimal.
So most of it depended on the rye and the wheat?
Yes. We're kind of a summertime harvest, and it pretty much shuts off.
Is grain in pretty good condition this year?
The grain's in excellent condition. We haven't dumped any wheat that was below 60 pounds. And the rye crop has been coming in right around 58 to 60, which is kind of unusual for rye.
And how do the farmers here kind of split what they grow, maybe?
We have some that split, but we typically have just a guy that is a rye farmer, then the next one is just a straight wheat farmer. So it's basically two different customers bringing in a crop.
Is it hard for you to segregate that?
No, we have an elevator for each one. That way we don't have a lot of cross-contamination, that we just dump rye in one elevator and wheat in another.
Well, thank you, Ryan. I've been speaking with Ryan Thomas of Crescent Co-op in Crescent, Oklahoma. This is Jim Winger.